Iran is a center of a very major civilization, both in the pre-Islamic and Islamic periods. It has created some of the greatest works of art that the world knows, some of the greatest philosophical texts that the world knows. Avicenna transformed, really, the life of medieval scholasticism in the West. Has produced some of the greatest scientists, and so forth and so on down the road. Now, it's this consciousness which has to be brought about. And history in Iran, as you said, is very much alive, as is poetry. There's no Persian who does not recite poetry, who doesn't know some poetry.
It's very hard for people in this culture to imagine.
Absolutely, absolutely. I've written about that often. I occasionally write poetry myself in both English and Persian. And I've said that in the bazaar of Tehran, if you're buying a carpet and you're bargaining, what really clinches the deal is a poem. not some logical argument. It's like that. Now, Persians are very proud of their culture. The vast majority of Persians are very devout Muslims, but they're not Arabs. That must be understood, that they're not Turks. There are three great ethnic groups in the Middle East: the Arabs, the Persians or Iranians, and the Turks.
Okay.
There is, however, another point to consider. Since the 16th century, the Persian Empire was reconstituted by the Safavids, and it became Shiite, ethno-Ashari, as 12 Imam Shiite officially, the first state in the history of Islam to declare 12 Imam Shiism as its official state faith. That caused the spread of Shiism to a large extent and, of course, gave power. The Ottomans were very worried because now they were facing Europe. Now, in the back of the battlefield, there was this major empire. And anyway, Iraq changed hands between the Safavids and the Ottomans until finally the Ottomans took it over. But it remained mostly Shiite. And after the Iranian Revolution, because it was the name of religion, Shiism began to gain political power within Iran itself and from Iran to some extent in Lebanon. And not because of the Iranian Revolution. Imam Musa Sadr, even before the Iranian Revolution, had sort of challenged the lowly position of Shiites in Lebanon and tried to raise their status in society, where they were sort of the lower class in comparison with both Sunnis and Christians, who had were both much more wealthy and held positions of power politically, which they still do. And that was the beginning of all of these movements like Al-Amal and Hezbollah and others in Lebanon, which are...
Just to reiterate the context of this, which is that most, is something like 90% of Muslims in the world are Sunni, right?
About 85%. About 15% are Shiite.
And 15% are Shiite. But what it is very unusual that Iran is this country that is Shiite because of that
No, but you must remember that it's not really that unusual. This 150 to 160 million people who are Shiite, some people think it's 180 million, but let's take the lower number. They're not spread in an even way throughout the Islamic world.
Right.
There are no Shiites in Indonesia. Maybe there are 40,000 out of 200 million. Or in Malaysia or in Bangladesh, they really are there from India, Uttar Pradesh really, and Dakhan in southern India, up to Eastern Arabia and Lebanon. So you have a much smaller geographical area. And within that area, there's several countries which have a Shiite majority, including the Republic of Azerbaijan, which separated from the Soviet Union as an independent country, Iraq, Iran, Bahrain, with important minorities in eastern Saudi Arabia and in Lebanon and to some extent in Syria and very large minority in Pakistan and a smaller one in India. Now, because of historical circumstances, in answer to your question, what is interesting is that in one of these countries, Shiism was able to gain political power. Because Iraq, although majority Shiite, was ruled by the Ottomans, of course, who were Hanafi Sunnis. And so the Shiites never gained political power, although they fought against the British and lost a lot more lives than the Sunnis in the 1920s to kick the British out. They never gained political power until the invasion of Iraq by the United States. and the elections, mm-hmm. which have now brought the Shiite government into power in Iraq. So you have a situation mm-hmm. in which now Iran is playing an exceptionally important political role beyond its borders, in the Persian Gulf, in Iraq, and in Lebanon, and most of the lands in between, including Syria.